Hello, everybody. Nice to be here. My name is Morten Hellberg. I'm CEO and co-founder of OrganoClick. The journey with OrganoClick started for me 18 years ago when I met two Swedish professors, one professor in organic chemistry and one professor in wood chemistry. And they had, since the mid-90s, done research in how different natural chemical processes occurs. What is the chemistry behind a leaf becoming water repellent? Or why does some trees become why does some trees become so strong? Or why does some trees burn less good than other trees? Their ambition with this research was to solve this problem that we now know about. In the mid-90s, not so many people thought about the plastic problem that we have today. But now we know that around 11 million tons of plastics are being released into the oceans every year. And this is just accumulating, as this does not break down. What we are working with is trying to solve part of this problem by replacing different types of plastics and hazardous chemicals with bio-based solutions. The research that our two scientific co-founders are doing is something called biomimicry. That is, you mimic different natural chemical processes. This is a field which was very young when we started, but now it's growing more and more, and different type of solutions are coming out from this type of research. And what we work with and with what we started the company around is a technology that we call modification of cellulose. That is, cellulose fibers are the core component in wood, then in paper, in textiles, and something in between textiles and paper, which is called non-woven. We can, with our technology, click on different functions to the cellulose and those changing the properties of these materials so they become water resistant, grease resistant, gets improved mechanical strength, it gets fire protection, or more durability to rot fungus. We're using organic molecules derived from different type of waste streams mainly. We work with waste streams from the food industry, but also waste streams from the pulp industry. And by clicking on different molecules, we can get this type of functionalities. From the start, it took us 6 years before we could launch our first products. That was in 2012. Now, 18 years later, we have developed and commercialized products within a number of different applications. We have a product group called binders, that is different type of molecules that is creating better strength in materials. And here we're working in particular with a material group called non-wovens. A non-woven is a material which is in between paper and textiles. That is, you can say, a soft paper type material that is used in, for example, napkins, in hygiene products such as baby diapers, in medical type of applications like medical gowns, hair covers, and these type of things, in filter applications and so on. So there is a lot of different areas where you have this soft type of paper material. Here we are replacing plastic polymers that have been used traditionally to create this strength with biopolymers derived from different food waste streams. Our second group is textile waterproofing, where we are replacing PFAS, a group of fluorochemicals that are now known to create big problems in many parts of the society, not only in textile impregnation, but also in, for example, fire-fighting liquids and so on. Here in Sweden, they are quite famous for having created pollutions in water around airfields. We are replacing them with different bio-based solutions such as fatty acids, which we are using in order to replace PFAS. And then we create a completely bio-based and biodegradable solution. Finally, we also have a wood protection technology where we are using biocidal-free wood protection molecules, which replacing biocides and heavy metals in wood protection. Today, we are a green chemical company listed at Nasdaq First North. We have our headquarters, production and R&D in Täby, north of Stockholm. We have revenues of 146 million in 2023. It was a revenue growth of around 26% from 2022, so we have been growing quite steadily during the years. We export to 20 markets and are around 40 employees in the company. Luckily, it's not only ourselves that see what we do is good. We have been awarded a number of prizes and awards during the years. One of those we are most proud of is the World Wildlife Fund's Climate Solver program, where they are looking into different technologies that can limit the amount of carbon dioxide a lot. And for us, it's about replacing fossil chemistry with completely bio-based chemistry that is creating also carbon dioxide reduction. From a commercial point of view, we were appointed, or our binders won TechTextile Innovation Award 2022. And TechTextile is the world's biggest fair for nonwovens and technical textiles, and there we won a prize for best new technology of the year. If we look into our different business areas, start with our nonwoven and fiber technology area, where we are working with these binders that I previously told you about. Here, nonwovens is a very versatile group of materials, as I mentioned. And here they are used in, for example, napkins. Duni is one of the world's largest producers of napkins from nonwovens, used in hygiene products such as baby diapers, but also feminine care products, wet wipes. That is a type of material or product that is made from nonwovens. Agricultural textiles, these type of materials that you can see on fields, on farmlands, and packaging materials. Here we work towards industrial nonwoven and packaging producers. This is for the binder that we are selling to them. It's a molecule that is used in the nonwovens, and it's a niche market. It's worth around 2-3 billion SEK per year. But this market is mainly composed of 20 large groups in the world, which is used buying most of this binder. So it's quite a limited number of customers, and each of them buy quite a lot of volume. And here we have started to get into this market with our bio-based solutions. Show you a little bit more about that. But this is the field which have grown really a lot during the last 3 years for us. Our second business unit, Green Coatings and Maintenance Products, this is our consumer brand business unit. We are packaging our green chemical products in consumer packages, selling them through retailers to consumers. And here we have mainly two brands that we are working with: OrganoTex, which is selling and marketing textile impregnations. Here we are selling to outdoor retailers and sport retailers. We grow really, really good with this right now, as PFAS, which have traditionally been used, is something that no one wants anymore. And in the EU, there is a ban coming up on PFAS. So here we also have a regulatory trend going in our direction. Our second brand is BioClean, where we are working with wood protection technologies and also maintenance products for wood and for facades, deckings, and so on. And here we sell towards DIY retailers and paint dealers. For example, this year we got Bauhaus as one of our major retailers, a new DIY customer for us. This is also another niche market with a market of around 2 billion SEK. Also something that we really like, as when the market is not huge, also the competition becomes a bit limited, which is in favor for us. Finally, we have the functional wood business unit, where we are supplying biocide-free wood protection technologies, which replaces then heavy metals and biocides that have been traditionally used in wood protection. We are using small natural minerals, actually mineral that you can find in dental implants, which have a very good physical protection towards rot fungus that attacks the wood normally. So it doesn't work as a toxin, but it works as a physical barrier. Here we collaborate with Bergs Timber, which is Sweden's largest wood impregnation facility down in Småland. They are producing the wood, and which is then sold through retailers to the end customers. Today, this market, or our market, is mainly focusing the professional construction business, around 85% of the business unit sales, and also consumer is the rest of 15%. This market is the biggest addressable market for us. It's worth around 5-6 billion SEK per year, and that is for the wood protection technologies. And this is today, about, for us, all of these business areas is about equal size of our revenues today, actually. So they are quite equal in our revenue. We have up where we sit in northern part of Stockholm. We have our factory there. We also have our R&D center there, which is a group consisting of six chemists. We today have more than 20 different patent families around our technologies. We have a very modern and well-equipped lab with also pilot machines, so we can really work with our customers industrial processes, which is very important when it comes to our industrial customers. This is where we sit, our factory and also our R&D center. We have a factory of around 5,000 square meters in 20 minutes north of Stockholm. We have built up a capacity of producing 20,000 tons of our liquid products per year. Today we ship out our products from what you see here, a bulk container or a bulk shipment in lorries to IBCs, which is 1,000 liters per shipment, to consumer packages, where we also have filling lines where we can fill the consumer packages with our products. Last year we were producing around 4,000 tons. You see we have built up a big overcapacity in order to be able to grow our business without having to add any extra CapEx today. Today we have a very big capacity to grow in, which creates a quite big. We can really grow a lot without having to add any more cost in what we work today. This is just some of our customers from big industrial customers like the Duni Group, the world's largest producers of premium napkins, to Ahlstrom Munksjö, which is the second largest nonwoven producer in the world, Sharpcell, another Finnish nonwoven producer, and so on. In functional wood and green coatings, we mainly have retailers, as you can see, but very well-renowned retailers for organotech such as Naturkompaniet, XXL, and also in the building supply, in the DIY sector, we have Beijer Byggmaterial, Excel-Bygg, Nordsjö, Happy Homes, and so on. We are today selling our products in more than 20 different markets, but we have distributors in 50 markets. In Sweden and in the Nordics, we mainly work with our own sales force towards our customers. If you look at the financial performance, this is a 10-year graph from when we got listed in 2015. We were listed at Nasdaq First North in the beginning of 2015, and as you can see, we have been growing steadily every year since 2014, or since we launched our first product in 2012, except for the little bump in 2024 when I will come to that a little bit later. We have had a steady growth of around 20% per year in average over this 10-year period. The trend is very clear in what direction we are going. Some years we have been growing a little bit quicker, some years a little bit slower, but in overall, we have been growing very steadily since the start. What we are now really focusing on is also to get up to a volume where we start to create good profits. We are right now, I would say, very close of breaking this line. As you can see from 2022 to 2023, we improved our profitability a lot. Just a little bit more sales now, and then we will start to see a good increase in profits as well. If you look at this year, what the performance so far, we have had very strong sales development for our consumer products, where we have signed a number of new customer agreements with, for example, Burdock Outdoor Group for organotech, where you have Jaktia, Interjakt, Interfiske. This is a Swedish retail chain. Friluftsland, which is Denmark's leading outdoor chain. AS Adventures, which is Belgium's leading outdoor chain, and Sportler, which is Italy's leading outdoor chain. We are really now taking organotech on into different geographical markets. For our other brand, BioClean, we signed an agreement with our dream customer, Bauhaus, here in Sweden, and this have been a really good development for our brand BioClean during this year. Within this business unit, we've had a very successful year, I would say. For our two other business units, the market have been quite different. Within our nonwoven and fiber technology segment, we are very heavily targeting the restaurant sector in the end, but as we are working towards napkins and tabletop products, and these have been suffering quite a lot during the economic downturn now during this year. The same situation is for the functional wood business unit, where the building sector have been really going down during this year. I'd say we are taking market shares in both these business units, but as the economic downturn is quite strong, sales have not been exactly where we want them to be. This is the reason why we are not on so far this year, have not had any revenue increase, As you remember from my previous graph, we've had revenues increase every single year from 2014 till 2023, but now this year it will be a bump in the road. And this is due to these two industrial business segments targeting the building industry and the restaurant industry. However, as you can see on our consumer business unit, the green coatings and maintenance unit, we have had a very strong development with 25% sales increase during this year so far. So this is there we have a very, very good trend, taking a lot of market shares in these different areas. Even though we've had the sales decrease, we have improved our gross margin. This is due to that we have a different product mix. We have our highest gross margins for our consumer products, which have been growing during this year, and this have improved our gross margin. And this have made the situation so we have exactly the same EBIT during the first 9 months of the year as we had previous year, even though we have lost sales. So we're very happy that the consumer products have been growing quite good this year. And this is also the reason for why the cash flow from operating activities have improved a lot from minus 6 million last year to minus 1 million this year, the first 9 months. So we are very close now of reaching a break even on the cash flow level. If you're looking further ahead, we expect the markets, the building market and also the restaurant market to gradually improve during 2025. This is what we believe and also our customers believe. So hopefully we have now seen the lowest part of the economic downturn for these two segments. While for our green coatings and maintenance, our consumer brands, we believe that the strong growth will continue moving forward in 2025. So really the really, really big focus for us now is to take the whole group back to sales growth and moving forward to profitability and profitable sales growth. And with that, I'd like to say thank you so much and hope that you will want to join us on our green journey moving forward.